Yo, 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 this is your girl Damo, and this is Shadow Moonlight SML. And I have a special guest, two special guests actually, and they both are artists. Can you please introduce you guys yourself?
I am Obsidian, and you can follow me on Instagram, Obsidian92.
Keys, Product Keys. I'm a one half of boyfriend. You can follow me on Instagram at Product Keys, and you can also follow me at boyfriend underscore on Instagram as well. It's BOIFRND underscore. Okay.
All right. And I know y'all also have some new music coming out, or already have music coming
Yes.
out.
Yes, I already have a song out. It's called Love Me Now, featuring Mikey Everything.
Oh.
And you can find me on all platform music platforms. That's Obsidian with a dollar sign.
All right.
OB dollar sign IDIAN.
Okay, what
Okay.
about you, Keyshawn?
So
A
yes,
boyfriend.
yes. So we already have a single. It's called Close to You. It's on all major streaming platforms as well. We are having new music. We will be having new music that will be coming out soon. So stay tuned. You can find us once again. This is BOIFRND, and that is in all caps.
Okay.
So
All
I'm
right.
excited.
That's what's up. I'm excited too. Like, I haven't been on here for so long. There's been so much stuff that's been going on, actually, between the election and the Capitol getting trampled down and police brutality, all that bullshit. I also have a single that's out right now. It's called Too Good and it's doing great. It's on
Okay.
all music platforms. Too Good. Plain and simple, Dama Moon, y'all know who it is. So today's show is we're gonna talk about a lot of questions. Talk about a lot of questions. I'm going to ask you guys a lot of questions. That's what
Okay.
it is.
Okay.
And I want you guys' reaction and everything. Okay. So how is you guys' love life?
Mine is really open because I'm single like a dollar bill. Okay,
Okay.
worth a million plus, so yeah, my love life, I would just say I'm open. I'm mingling, if that makes sense. So
Okay, what about
I'm single as well. A lot of people don't believe that. Every time they hit me up on, these apps and stuff. Hey, you single? No, you ain't. You got a boyfriend. No, I
you?
don't. I really don't. So I don't know. I'm kind of open, freely, I'm not really. I'm looking, but now I'm not looking, if that makes sense.
Okay. I'm single too, in a situationship, but single. And been doing me, yes. Been doing me, yes.
God.
Been doing me. Come on, you have to do that. If you want, look, listen, I'm gonna say this right now. Anybody that comes on my podcast, if I am smoking, you're gonna have to smoke. You can't come on this podcast and not smoke just one hit. I'm not telling you to do a whole bunch of hits. Just one hit. That's it. And then you can drink whatever the fuck you want to drink, or don't do nothing at all, eat whatever you want.
But the
I'm
thing
saying it.
is, I'm a little, I don't know how to smoke this type of
It's
stuff.
all right. That's how you will learn,
It's
because
okay.
the more you do it, the better
So
you
what, you just
get.
hold it in your mouth and just blow it back out?
No, the same way how you do hookah.
I can't put that in my, this is too harsh for my mouth. It's gonna make,
Do a
it's gonna
little bit
hurt.
as a little bit. You don't have to put a
A whole
whole
lot.
bunch in there. You gotta control how much smoke you put in there. Only you can control it. Just a little bit.
Let it out a little bit.
Do this. There you go. See, that's all you need to
Now
do.
let
That's
it out. It's
all.
still in there because your lungs. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
But I love performing, I'm gonna be honest. So.
Me, I would be super, super nervous. Well, I performed in front of a lot of people before around Chicago. So it won't be my first time getting on stage. And performing in front of a lot of people. But every time I do that, I always get the bubble guts. I get nervous as hell. I start feeling like I got a boo-boo. I got a fart, child. Oh, Lord, it's all bad. And then once I get down there, and then it's like being on stage it feel like it's so fucking empty because you can't see nobody in the audience. Mm. All you can see is just people around you on stage, and you just in this open space on stage. And it feel like anywhere you stand on stage, people can see your ass.
Yeah.
And sometimes you be trying to hide or behind somebody. Girl, no, they can still see you. No matter, it's like the people that's up close probably can't see you, but the people way back there and up there, they can see your ass. And I just people feeling like, okay. And I used to dance and act around stage, Chicago, so.
I'm going to be nervous. I'm nervous about a lot of things. So I know I'm going to be nervous because that's like a lot of people. But then when you really think about it, 500 people, that's a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That is going to listen to you. They're not talking yet. And, you know, you kick it off with them and trying to get them to be like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're proving a point, basically, in front of a whole bunch of people. I find that very challenging now. Every time I come on stage or someone tell me to sing in front of them, I try to act as if I'm, like, performing my ass off or singing my ass off because I really want to show them that I can sing. You know what I mean? So I guess 500 people, it wouldn't be that bad. I've been focusing on a lot of faces, so that's what I do now when I perform. I'll be looking at people's faces, yeah, I move around. Yeah, that's a lot of fucking faces.
Okay,
that's a lot of faces.
I can't get all y'all asses.
Most of the time I just look at the front row once I see who's directly in front of me. The front row. Then after that, I look up and whoever's back trying to get you.
Okay, I was always told to look straight ahead, like, for the people that's back there, don't look in front. Because some people just be standing right there in front of you like, bitch.
Yeah.
So you just got to look over them, like, straight across.
I feel like it's too a salute. Well, because we used to do, like, performances and stuff because I was part of After School Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when we used to perform, sometimes it would be over, like, it'd be 5,000 people there looking and stuff, so. And I remember one time I had to perform, but just that feeling, it's okay. I had my scary moment, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I can't wait till it happens, because when it happens, that's gonna be...
Ooh, I just got the nervous guts already. As soon as you said that.
It's gonna be amazing, because you can say 500 people was listening to me, and they loved
it. Yes. They're going to be like, oh, who was that?
Because when I was performing with the Weekend Players, that was really good. Like, people was like, man, she can sing. Like, that gave me a lot of confidence of my singing.
So, was that when you really started performing?
Yeah, that was the first time.
That was my first. Okay, so I saw you at your first time performing it.
Which one?
When was that?
That was the first time.
Oh, okay, that was the Jamaican.
That would be the fourth time.
Okay. So still wet.
Yeah. I was nervous to be over there too and singing around. Because we performed in Chicago, Taste of Chicago.
Whoa.
In Harlem. Yes, that's Harlem in Madison. But,
yes.
That was cool too. Because, like, the first time I saw them, I was in there looking at them before they invited me. And I look at them perform. I didn't know I was going to be up there. I never thought I was going to be the next person up there to do it with them. Mm-hmm. We did that like 3 times. Wow. And that was nice.
That's fun.
The first time ever, my mom, she pissed me off. I love you, Mom. But she pissed me off. She on her way over here. And she went somewhere else. And she's asking me to come get her. I'm about to perform. I can't leave. What you want me to do? Well, I don't know where I'm at, Dominique. What I'm supposed to do now?
Okay, I'm about to go on stage.
I'm about to go on stage. She's like, what, Dominique? So I'm telling her, like, y'all, could y'all wait a little longer? My mom, but she finally found a way to get over here. She's like, yeah, it's so cold out there. I didn't know where I was at. It's dark.
Oh, my goodness.
I just came in my bed. She came in, and then my guy Richard came in. Corey came in with his son, and I was so scared. That was the first time I ever performed in front of anybody. I was scared as fuck. Matter of fact, no, it's not. Excuse me. I did perform at an open mic, and by the time I got up there, everybody was gone. Everybody was there for their friends. As soon as their friends got up, they left.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So it was still like a good 6 people that were still there. And we were singing the song that I wrote. And I went off, you know, like when I be scatting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then they were like looking at me like, when you was going to tell us you was going to do that? Because they didn't know I was going to do it. I was just feeling in the moment and it just came out like that. And that was cool. And that right there gave me my first gig with them to go to Taste of Chicago. What is it? Chicago Waffle? What's the name of it? Waffle Chicago Chicken.
Chicago Chicken and Waffle? Yes. Oh, because I'm looking like, girl, ooh, wait. It's the mess up for me.
I'm half. But anyway, so they was sitting right in front of me, and it was so fucking scary. I'm like, it's an old, I still have the clip. I'm not moving so much because I'm so scared. Before I was moving around doing everything, and then I see them like, God damn, this is really nerve-wracking because they all know I can sing, but they don't know how good I sing yet. Because I don't really sing around them. And then when I started singing, their face was like, it was shocked. That shit was so awesome. Like, yes, that's all I need. That's all I need. I did a Jill Scott song, Living My Life Like It's Golden. Some songs with them, and I did a song that I wrote. It was fun. We had people stepping, and it was really nice. They was shouting, like, even Corey's son was like, man, like, Dominique really can sing. Like, yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that means something. So,
that's what's up.
Yeah, that was the best time ever. Scared to my locks were short as hell at that time. I had a big-ass earrings. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to end it now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you want to keep going?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure. Okay.
They loving this.
Okay. All right. So, what do you see yourself in 5 years from now with your music career?
Ooh. In a studio, professional studio, you know, yes. Making my music, writing with other artists, writing songs for other artists, you know, co-writing, giving my ideas, vocal arrangements, choreographing for some people, and, you know, probably having to, like, you know, bring in my brand back, you know, hopefully that's up and running and stuff like that. Yeah, no, something slight.
Okay, I'm coming outside. Okay, damn. You fucking serious?
Hell yeah, I'm serious. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I see myself performing around, you know, having like a lot of, you know, celebrity friends and stuff like that, going to house parties, you know, the upscale. Yeah, it's going to the, you know, the DJs, the House of the Cones.
Okay.
I'm going to the Rock Nation party because, you know, they're going to be here 50 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I plan on the red carpet, child. I plan on showing off, you know. You know, glad through the sky, hopefully.
Okay. What about you? Do it. I actually see myself bigger than where I'm at now. Right now, I'm not known, but the keys will unlock the earth one day. Okay? No, I'm just gonna say. But in 5 years, I see myself. Oh, it's
the right part. No, I'm
sorry. Okay. But yeah, what I mean by that is just I'm on a bigger platform. Everyone knows who I am. I just see myself writing for people, giving back. Because that's one of the main things. I know I have I'm here for a reason. Mm-hmm. Just giving back, owning businesses. I just see myself big. And what I mean by that, so big that I can't even imagine myself.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Tevin has here. You feel it, right? He said, He was bopping.
Leave me alone!
Go ahead. It's something in this league.
No way, I'm sorry.
But yeah, that's why I see myself so big to the point where I just can't even imagine how big.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I
think that for all of us. I'm honest.
Yeah. I really feel. I'm sorry if I'm cutting you off.
It's a conversation.
You were talking
to me. It's an exciting conversation. Yeah. So it's like anything that comes to your mind, you're like, oh my God. Or something that you would say that might trigger it or something. Like,
yeah. I see myself doing a lot of acting.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And Yeah. A lot of acting and definitely a lot of singing and a lot of interviewing. So, yeah, that's what I see. Like, I see something being built and I'm going to be part of it.
Yes.
And it's going to definitely, like, be successful.
That's
so, that's what I see.
That's what's up.
Boom.
Yeah. That's what I see.
Okay.
But
okay.
Other than that, sure. Yeah, we just speak it into existence, mm-hmm. really. Because the vision definitely manifest. Tells the truth. Right, manifest. The vision definitely will come true. So, yeah, that's what I see. That's what I see right now. I see that already. And that's on period.
That's on period.
That's on period. Oh, so how do y'all feel about that song, by the way? Too Good.
I like it. It's very bold and, you know, it's a very big statement that your song was given.
Yes.
Letting the ladies know that you still have power over the P.
Okay, yes.
P-O-P, power over P.
P-P-P-P-P-Power.
Okay.
Power pussy.
Yes, I would definitely have to agree. And one of the things that I love about
I definitely got my pop power over pussy.
But yeah, just basically, that's what I got from it. I love like the whole aspect and where it's coming from. I'm taking this. It's an amazing song.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's
an anthem.
It definitely is. And the master behind that would be Q Shantae. Yeah, from my boyfriend.
Yes,
he's definitely a really good songwriter. He really is. He at work right now, but yeah.
Shout out to the 9 to 5s, child.
Okay, for real.
I wish I didn't have one. I wish I was living in my dream somewhere.
I don't want to work for nobody but myself.
Okay.
That's it. I'd rather work for myself. Fuck all that.
Yes.
No more struggling, no more pain.
Fuck all that.
No more pain.
Fuck all that. Fuck all
no more
fuck
drama
all,
in
all
my
that.
Life.
Okay. Fuck all that. Fuck all that. No more pain.
No more pain.
So since we all singers in here, I would love to hear you guys' voice.
No, you just heard mine.
I would love to hear you guys' voice. I'm going to play some tunes and just do a little freestyle. That's what, I mean.
So many people.
Something.
Shadow Moonlights. Okay, you guys, you have to understand that we're singers, so you're going to be hearing me singing on this bitch.
Okay.
And if that means I can't find nobody to do a fucking cypher, I'm going to make my own fucking cypher.
Okay.
And that's the fucking bottom fucking line. Bottom line.
Oh, girl, I don't freestyle. I can't think that fast. That's why I'm not a rapper. See? Boom.
You don't have to doubt yourself so quickly like that.
If I can't do it now, I mean, back then, I can't do it now.
You don't have to do it. Just put it on. I mean, whenever you feel comfortable, to be honest with you, jump in, jump out. Keyshawn, what are you doing? You just going to walk off during the podcast? What? You got to be in here. No. We're not doing that. Come on.
You cut that, okay?
He sure did just get up and walk right
I on. Had to give me some to eat.
It's the Shadow Moon podcast.
Time is precious, baby. Got to get this bread up. Got to soak it up, cause I need some more. What is on your mind? I'm thinking dollar signs. I really need something to read on. Oh, 'cause I would shoot the stars really far, and I would do the little bit of goodbye.
Okay.
I got to get my paper. I got to get my paper. I got to get my paper.
'Cause time don't wait for no one.
Smooth, I got to worry about no bills, don't worry about nothing at all. At all.
Some lobsters.
Some lobsters.
Gotta go.
That was fun. I need to start doing that more when I have artists on here. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I say yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
Uh-huh. The more you do it.
You
saw how he just got in there. He got in there like, I can flow with y'all. Mm-hmm. You got
I possibly. Can flow.
What is you eating on, Keyshawn?
He nah, eating out some me. Fish.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Some tilapia.
Tilapia.
He eating that tilapia.
Macaroni and bourbon chicken.
Do y'all want to watch?
He eating that tilapia.
Want to watch Wanda with me? Nope.
Did the A come out?
I haven't seen the last episode.
I'll watch it with you again.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay, so anything else? Or should we stop? It's almost, yeah, we gotta stop.
Okay.
Can't go past a minute. I mean, go past an hour. Well, okay, so that was really fun.
But I love performing, I'm gonna be honest. So,
me, I would be super, super nervous. Well, I performed in front of a lot of people before around Chicago, so it won't be my first time getting on stage. And performing in front of a lot of people. But every time I do that, I always get the bubble guts. I get nervous as hell. I start feeling like I got a boo-boo. I got a fart, child. Oh, Lord, it's all bad. And then once I get down there, and then it's like being on stage, it feel like it's so fucking empty because you can't see nobody in the audience. Mm. All you can see is just people around you on stage, and you're just in this open space. On stage, and it feel like all it feel like anywhere you stand on stage, people can see your ass.
Yeah,
and sometimes you be trying to hide or behind somebody. Girl, nah, they can still see you. No matter, it's like the people that's up close probably can't see you, but the people way back there and up there, they can see your ass. And I just people feeling like okay. And I used to dance and act around stage, so on stage around yeah. Chicago, so.
I'm gonna be nervous. I'm nervous about a lot of things. So I know I'm gonna be nervous because that's like a lot of people. But then when you really think about it, 500 people. That's a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That is going to listen to you. They're not talking yet, and you know you kick it off with them and trying to get them to be like, oh my god. You know what I'm saying? Like you're proving a point basically in front of a whole bunch of people. I find that very challenging now. Every time I come on stage or someone tell me to sing in front of them, I try to act as if I'm like performing my ass off or singing my ass off because I really want to show them that I can sing. You know what I mean? So I guess 500 people wouldn't be that bad. I've been focusing on a lot of faces, so that's what I do now when I perform. I'll be looking at people's faces, yeah, I move around. Yeah, that's a lot of fucking faces.
Okay.
That's a lot of things.
I can't get all y'all asses.
Most of the time I just look at the front row once I see who's directly in front of me. The front row. And after that, I look up and whoever's back trying to get you.
Okay, I was always told to look straight ahead, like for the people that's back there, don't look in front. Because some people just be standing right there in front of you, like, bitch.
Yeah.
So you just gotta look over them, like, straight across.
I feel like it's too much to look. Well, because we used to do, like, performance and stuff because I was part of a after school matters and like when we used to perform it would be over like it'd be 5,000 people there looking and stuff and I remember one time I had to perform but just that feeling it's okay. I had my scary moment though. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, I can't wait till it happens because when it happens that's gonna be
oh, I just got the nervous guts already. As soon as you said that.
It's going to be amazing because you can say 500 people was listening to me and they loved it.
Yes. They're going to be like, oh, who was that?
Because when I was performing with the Weekend Players, that was really good. Like, people was like, man, she can sing. Like, that gave me a lot of confidence of my singing.
So, was that when you really started performing?
Yeah, that was the first time.
That was my first... Okay, so I saw you at your first time performing it.
Which one?
When was that?
That was the first time.
Okay, I was at that was the Jamaican.
That would be the fourth time.
Okay, so still wet.
Yeah, I was nervous to be over there too and singing running because we performed in Chicago, Taste of Chicago,
whoa.
In Harlem. Yes, that's Harlem in Madison. But
yes,
that was cool too. Cause like the first time I saw them, I was in there looking at them before they invited me, and I look at them perform. I didn't know I was gonna be up there. I never thought I was gonna be the next person up there to do it with them. Mm-hmm. We did that like 3 times, wow. And that was nice.
That's
the first time ever. My mom, she pissed me off. I love you, mom, but she pissed me off. she on her way over here. And she went somewhere else. And she's asking me to come get her. I'm about to perform. I can't leave. What you want me to do? Well, I don't know where I'm at, Dominique. I know, but what am I supposed to do now?
Okay, I'm about to go on stage.
She's like, what, Dominique? So I'm telling her, like, could y'all wait a little longer? My mom's coming. She finally found a way to get over here. She's like, yeah, it's so cold out there. I didn't know where I was at. It's dark.
Oh, my goodness.
I just came in my bed to sing. She came in, and then my guy Richard came in. Corey came in with his son, and I was so scared. That was the first time I ever performed in front of anybody. I was scared as fuck. Matter of fact, no, it's not. Excuse me. I did perform at a open mic, and by the time I got up there, everybody was gone. Everybody was there for their friends. As soon as their friends got up, they left.
Oh, wow.
So it was still like a good six people that were still there. And we were singing the song that I wrote. And I went off, you know, like when I be scatting. And then they were looking at me like, when you was going to tell us you was going to do that? Because they didn't know I was going to do it. I was just feeling in the moment. And it just came out like that. And that was cool. That right there gave me my first gig with them to go to Taste of Chicago. What is it? Chicago Waffle. What's the name of it? Waffle Chicago Chicken.
Chicago Chicken and Waffle?
Yes.
Oh, because I'm looking like, girl, ooh, wait. It's the mess up for me.
I'm half. But anyway, so they were sitting right in front of me, and it was so fucking scary. I'm like, it's an old, I still have the clip. I'm not moving so much because I'm so scared. Before I was moving around doing everything, and then I see them like, God damn, this is really nerve wracking because they all know I can sing, but they don't know how good I sing yet because I don't really sing around them. And then when I start singing, their face was like, it was shocked. That shit was so awesome. Like, yes, that's all I need. That's all I need. I did a Jill Scott song, Living My Life Like It's Golden. Some songs with them, and I did a song that I wrote. It was fun. We had people stepping, and it was really nice. They was shouting, like, even Corey's son was like, man, like, Dominique really can sing. Like, yes. So, yeah, that means something. So,
that's what's up.
Yeah, that was the best time ever. Scared as my locks were short as hell at that time. I had a big ass earrings. Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to end it now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you want to keep going?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure. Okay.
They loving this.
Okay. All right. So, what do you see yourself in 5 years from now with your music career?
Ooh. In a studio, professional studio, you know, yes. Making my music, writing with other artists, writing songs for other artists, you know, co-writing. Giving my ideas, vocal arrangements, choreographing for some people, and, you know, probably having to, like, you know, bringing my brand back, you know, hopefully that's up and running and stuff like that. Yeah, no, something slight.
Okay, I'm coming outside, okay, damn! You fucking serious?
Hell yeah, I'm serious. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, I see myself performing around, you know, having like a lot of, you know, celebrity friends and stuff like that, going to party, house parties, you know, the upscale. Yeah, it's going to the, you know, the DJs, the House of the Cones.
Okay.
I'm going to the Rock Nation party because you know they're going to be here 50 years.
Okay.
I plan on the red carpet, child. I plan on showing off, you know. You know, gliding through the sky, hopefully.
Okay. What about you? Do it. I actually see myself bigger than where I'm at now. Right now, I'm not known, but the keys will unlock the earth one day. Okay. No, I'm just gonna say. But in 5 years, I see myself.
Oh, it's the right part. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. But yeah, what I mean by that is just I'm on a bigger platform. Everyone knows who I am. I just see myself writing for people, giving back. Because that's one of the main things. I'm here for a reason. Just giving back, owning businesses. I just see myself big. And what I mean by that is so big that I can't even imagine myself.
I'm sorry.
Why?
Tevin high too. You feel it, right? He said, he was
bopping. Leave me alone.
Go ahead. It's something in this league.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But But yeah, that's why I see myself so big to the point where I just can't even imagine how big. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
I think that's all of us. I'm honest.
Yeah. I really feel... I'm sorry if I'm cutting you off.
No, no, it's a conversation.
You were talking
to me. It's like an exciting conversation. Like, yeah. So it's like anything that comes to your mind, like, oh my God. Or something that you will say that might trigger it or something. Like,
yeah. I see myself doing a lot of acting.
Mm-hmm, me too.
A lot of acting and definitely a lot of singing and a lot of interviewing. So, yeah, that's what I see. Like, I see something being built, and I'm gonna be part of it.
Yes,
and it's gonna definitely like be successful.
That's
so that's what I see.
That's what's up.
Boom.
Yeah, that's what I see.
Okay.
But
okay.
Other than that, sure. Yeah, we just speak it into existence, mm-hmm. really, because. Yes. The vision definitely tells the truth. Right, manifest. The vision definitely will come true. Absolutely. So, yeah, that's what I see. That's what I see right now. I see that already. And that's on period.
That's on period.
That's on period. Oh, so how do y'all feel about that song, by the way? Too Good.
I like it. It's very bold and, you know, it's a very big statement that your song is giving.
Yes.
Letting the ladies know that you still have power over the P.
Okay, yes.
P-O-P, power over P.
P-P-P-P-P-P-Power.
Okay.
Power pussy. Yes,
I would definitely have to agree. And one of the things that I love about
it. I definitely got my pop power over pussy.
But yeah, just basically, that's what I got from it. I love like the whole aspect and where it's coming from. I'm taking this. It's an amazing song.
Thank y'all so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's
an anthem.
It definitely is. And the master behind that would be Q Shante. From my boyfriend.
Yes, yes,
yes. Yes, he's definitely a really good songwriter. Really is. He at work right now, but yeah.
Shout out to the 9 to 5s, child.
Okay, for real.
I wish I didn't have one. I wish I was living in my dream somewhere.
I don't want to work for nobody but myself.
Okay.
That's it. I'd rather work for myself. Fuck all that.
Yes.
No more struggling, no more pain.
Fuck all that.
No more pain.
Fuck all that. Fuck all
no more
fuck
drama
all,
in
all
my
that.
Life.
Okay. Fuck all that. Fuck all that.
No more pain.
No more pain.
So since we all singers in here, I would love to hear you guys' voice.
No, you just heard mine.
I would love to hear you guys' voice. I'm going to play some tunes and just do a little freestyle. That's what, I mean.
So many people.
Something.
Shadow Moonlights. Okay, you guys, you have to understand that we're singers, so you're going to be hearing me singing on this bitch.
Okay.
And if that means I can't find nobody to do a fucking cypher, I'm going to make my own fucking cypher.
Okay.
And that's the fucking bottom fucking line. Bottom line.
Oh, girl, I don't freestyle. I can't think that fast. That's why I'm not a rapper. See? Boom.
You don't have to doubt yourself so quickly like that.
If I can't do it now, I mean, back then, I can't do it now.
You don't have to do it. It's just put it on. I mean, whenever you feel comfortable, to be honest with you, jump in, jump out. Keyshawn, what are you doing? You just gonna walk off during the podcast? What? You gotta be in here. No. We're not doing that. Come on.
Make sure you cut that, okay?
He sure did just get up and walk right
I on. Had to give me some to eat.
Yeah. It's the Shadow Moon Podcast.
Time is precious, baby. Got to get this bread up. Got to soak it up, cause I need some more. What is on your mind? I'm thinking dollar signs. I really need something to breathe on. Cause I would shoot the stars really far. And I would do the
okay.
Got to worry about no bills, to worry about nothing at all. All right, so that was a good session. You guys that are listening right now, thank you for tuning in. Yes. I will stay doing this as much as I possibly can. I'm not gonna make any promises, but I definitely need to start making a schedule of this. And be prepared.
Absolutely.
Okay. Shadow Moon Lights. Yes, yes. Okay, so thank you, Keyshawn.
Thank you. Keys
from Boyfriend. Thank you, Tevin Obsidian.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And this is your girl, Damo. And this is SML, Shadow Moon Lights. Talk to you later.
Peace out.